That would be Marsden. UK Shoot Radio, real music, real people, real good. This is 120 Minutes of Mayhem. And all things being well, I know that she's probably going to be exceptionally tired and probably thinking, what the hell did I agree to? But joining me now, live from Los Angeles, I'm hoping that we should be able to touch base and say, hello, Miss Aurora Snow.
Hello.
She's morning. There. Hello, how are you?
Yes, I'm awake this morning, and you're right. I am wondering what I agree to.
I saw your tweet in the middle of your night saying, oh, God, the things I do for radio. But we are so delighted you've done it. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, in case anybody isn't familiar with your work, now, I think that's probably going to be mainly European people. I think that you've probably got a pretty massive following in the United States who know exactly who you are. Aurora Snow, now, what's the best way of describing your career?
Well, I'm definitely an adult actress, and I have been an adult actress for about 10 years, which is exceptionally long for any adult actress.
Absolutely.
And I feel very fortunate. But I've also done a lot of mainstream stuff, and the people who sometimes don't know me from the hardcore world of adult will sometimes remember me from Playboy TV. I used to do a few shows hosting on those channels. And most recently, I've moved into the horror movie genre and some comedy, but a lot of that stuff isn't out just yet.
Fantastic. I can't wait. Now, tell us what horror movie this is going to be that we're going to see you in, because I need to see this.
Well, the one that should be coming out this year, but I don't know if they're finished editing. They should be. It's called A Place to Die, and Sylvester Stallone's son, directed it.
No!
And it was shot a lot on film, which was really interesting to shoot with. And my character is a surviving character at the end. I was stabbed to death with barbecue skewers in the house that I was showing because I was a real estate agent. I was crawling away from the killer and finally had enough energy to run down the street screaming. So it was a great ending.
Fantastic. This is great. So you have literally started to move into the mainstream then in quite a big way. I mean, we would have seen you in... just see what I did there, by the way. I've just put on the... Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me in the background? I thought that was quite appropriate, really, considering most people that are married that sort of watch your movies probably feel that way. Anyway, I digress. I saw you in Superbad, and that's kind of when I first kind of got... you were highlighted to me, as it were. And that's not the end of it, which is great news for your fans. So is the porn stuff done then, or are you just sort of taking a break now, or is it going to happen sort of coincidentally?
I think it's been developing a lot of movement, and this year has really snowballed into almost a lot more mainstream roles. My comic book debuted this year, which I mostly wrote. I had a little bit of help. It was my first comic book, and I'm going to be writing a second one, which will debut next year at Comic-Con. And I did a little bit of blogging. I was a reporter for the first time in Washington, D.C., and covered the trial for John Stagliano and Evil Angel. They were up on obscenity charges, which was absolutely ridiculous, too.
I read your stuff about that. Yeah, you weren't very
and
happy.
And I just started rehearsal for an independent film 2 nights ago, actually. And we start shooting next week.
Wow. Okay, so you're a busy girl. I mean, people will probably be surprised at this, but you're not a typical sort of stereotyped porn actress, are you? You're quite an intelligent person. You've got quite a big background in education as well. And this sort of porn thing, you just fell into it, really, didn't you?
I did, you know. I didn't even expect to like it. I was going to college, and all I saw every time I showed up to class, I didn't see the teachers or the books. All I saw was my debt growing day by day. And I couldn't figure out what I would possibly do when I graduated college that would pay back this debt in a decent amount of time. So I kind of fell into porn. I answered a newspaper ad. You know, there's this ad, huge lettering that says, girls earn $2,000 a day. And then a little tiny, tiny print. You know, it says nude modeling. And then a little phone number. So I called it, of course. It got me. And I got in it. I really thought I was going to hate it. I thought I was going to grit my teeth and say, okay, I could do this for a year, make a lot of money, leave, run away, never look back, never